Should I have a podcast or should I stop the podcast that I have? Should I start blogging again or stop? Should I spend my time on a new marketing platform or go deeper into the one that I have? There's all these questions that come up, and oftentimes in my programs with my clients, this is where we get stuck. Not knowing what to do, what's the right move? You're listening to the Midlife CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Jeannie Spiro, and I'm on a mission to help more women build a profitable business they love at midlife. At 44, I threw away my sales career to build my coaching business online. 14 years later, I've helped hundreds of women grow their business to multiple six figures and beyond using the mindset, marketing, and sales strategies that helped me do the same. Tune in as I share how you can grow a profitable business you love at midlife. I can't believe I'm back. I thought about that as I was about to record this episode, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've been back, and I feel excited to be here. Welcome back to the Midlife CEO. Up until a few weeks ago, I wasn't even sure if I was going to have this name anymore, and I decided it's staying. There's so much I want to talk about in this first episode. This is the launch of my new episode. You might have noticed a few things are different around here. A little bit of a different intro, and we've got just a little bit of a different vibe going. So in this episode, the first one of many coming your way, I want to share a little bit about the pause that I took. I want to talk about it in the context of what happens oftentimes as busy CEOs running our businesses. And also I want to talk about it from the lens of marketing and marketing decisions. And, you know, I want to explain to you why I'm back and in the way that I am. So about a year ago, I decided to take a pause. I had this realization that I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep going with the podcast. And a few things had happened. I started the podcast in 2020. It was about my 10th anniversary of running my business at that point. I'd been running my business for 10 years, mainly online. I'd already worked with hundreds of clients at that point, but I had this feeling, this desire to talk to other midlife CEOs because I had started my business at 44, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk to other women who are growing their business in midlife. Plus, what was happening at that time was a changing body, a realization that I'm not as young as I once was, and many of the conversations I was having with my clients were changing. A lot of us were experiencing things like not only our bodies changing, but an empty nest and family situations occurring, lots of loss in different ways. And so I wanted to put together in 2020 a show that would speak not only to us as business owners running a business at midlife, but all the things that happen to us as a midlife business owner. So I got excited. I took off with it. I ran with it, recorded some episodes on my own, but somewhere along the way, it moved from me really being the host to me being more of the interviewer. And as much as I loved it, and I've loved my guests and loved the topics that we've talked about and think that I brought in amazing people, I realized that my voice wasn't nearly as vocal, and I wanted to figure out how to bring it back in. And if you can relate to this, I, having been around the block here since 2010, when I first started my business online, I've been through blogging. I've been through so many different forms of marketing. And when I decided to start my podcast, of course, for anyone who does decide to do this, you know that what happens is you can go in different directions. You could, just like your marketing, you can go in different directions. Well, I chose to be more interviewer style, but when I began to look at where my voice was and that I wasn't even blogging anymore and sharing some of my content, my knowledge, and everything that I know as a business owner who's been running a business since 2010, mainly online, with everything that I know, I thought, hold on, I'm not sharing everything that I think you might need to know that can help you as a midlife CEO. So when I started to have that realization, I took the pause. Now, I wasn't I didn't stop my marketing overall, and I was still working with many, many clients and still do today. And I have been helping clients make money inside of their business all along, except I think I haven't been talking about all of the things that I know and all of the things that I do and how it can help you. So when I decided that I was not going to do the podcast for a while, I thought, well, how am I going to express this? What ways will I share it? And having been a blogger for a long time and having done that before, I thought, well, is it blogging? Do I go back to blogging or do I come back with a new podcast? Well, life has been busy, and I'll give you a little bit of an update on that in a moment. But I chose to primarily continue with my newsletter, which I've been writing pretty much consistently since 2010, once a week. That's a lot of emails that I've written. And I still kept doing that. I still had some presence online. I still did some speaking. But I was doing a lot of behind-the-scenes coaching, a lot of strategizing. I have the fortunate opportunity, I guess you could say, of working with business owners from newer and emerging to multi-million dollar business owners. And everyone that I've worked with has allowed me to sharpen my skills. I was already pretty strong in many of them, but I've been able to help clients launch programs for the first time. I've helped clients scale their programs. I've helped clients redesign their businesses. I've helped clients launch in so many different ways, have live events and sell from the stage and learn how to attract clients through speaking and referrals and all sorts of different strategies online and offline. And I thought, you know what? It's time you hear more. And also what you hear, how I know what I know can help you with growing your business. So that's what's coming. It's a long intro, but that's what's coming. And I'm saying all of this to you because maybe you've thought or rethought your marketing and you've wondered, what should I be doing? Should I have a podcast or should I stop the podcast that I have? Should I start blogging again or stop? Should I spend my time on a new marketing platform or go deeper into the one that I have? There's all these questions that come up, and oftentimes in my programs with my clients, this is where we get stuck, not knowing what to do, what's the right move, and it's because there's so many choices and so many decisions that we have to make. What's the right one? Oftentimes I talk with clients about the decisions that they need to make in marketing, in money making, in launching, in designing programs, and it all comes under the umbrella of making money and running their business. And that's what this is going to be about. You're not going to hear as many interviews from experts. Maybe you'll hear them periodically, but you're going to be hearing from me. You're going to hear what I experience as a coach and a strategist, and oftentimes what I'm telling my clients to do, things that I've done, or telling my clients to think about, not necessarily to act on, but to think about and choose different approaches to take that are more in alignment with where they want to go. And that's what's important as a midlife CEO, that we at this phase and stage of life, we often have other things happening and we want to experience all of it. And that's why I wanted to come back. I didn't want to only come in here and talk about myself. I wanted to talk about my clients. I want to talk about what they're learning and what they're doing. I wanted to talk about how you can learn from what we know to make it easier to grow your business. So I'm going to share a lot over the next many episodes. In fact, they've been bubbling over with everything that I want to talk about. I'm going to take one step back here for a moment, and I also want to speak on a personal level. Over the course of this last year, like many of us, I've experienced all sorts of things personally. And I wasn't so sure of how I wanted to express myself as much anymore. I'm a mom of children who are adults now. And when I started my business, they were young teens. And so how I used to talk about them and what I might have shared, it's different now. I don't talk about my children in the same capacity like I might have done when I was growing my business initially, because they're adults with lives, right? And I've experienced all sorts of things as a mom at this stage of life. Not that I don't love my children, it's that it's a little bit different, right? I'm also an individual that has parents who are older at this stage, right? They are, if I'm in midlife, they're not in midlife. You can probably do the math on that one. So I'm clearly right in between. I'm also changing. My body is changing. My feelings about aging are changing. But I'm embracing all of it. And I know that as someone in midlife, you may be in a similar stage and phase. So over the course of this last year, there were some times that I needed to take a few steps back. There was some heartache in a few ways, and my heart hurt in a few areas. However, I've also experienced so much joy, and I'll probably be talking about the heartache and the joy and the things as they happen, but it will come through as it needs to. So, what do I want to share with you today? The thing that I want you to be thinking about and what's ahead. I thought about this a lot, what I haven't been giving you as much about lately or over the last year. I haven't shared as much about my background, my sales, my service background. You see, my long history before I even started my business, I was in a service capacity. I serviced thousands of clients. And it was my job to service the clients that I brought in into the different types of offers that I was selling at various stages and points in my career. And I had many sales jobs and I managed many people. And so all I knew was how to sell, how to service, how to take care of clients. And I thought, how can I start talking to you about the things that are important for you to know about with selling and serving clients and running your business and marketing? So every episode's going to have a new lesson for you, something for you to think about that hopefully will help you with your business growth. So this is it for today's episode. It's pretty brief, with the idea that there's more coming. Now, I know if you are a midlife CEO, you're probably sitting here wondering, what do I do for my marketing? What do I do to bring in more clients into my business? Is it time to scale my business and serve more people? Do I need to figure out another sales system? What's best for me? Well, I want to share that I do have a program that can support you with that. I work with my team and we help you come up with an aligned program, aligned marketing, an aligned system that helps you sell your programs and services. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can reach out to me directly at jeanniespiro.com/contact. I'm right there for you if you'd like to learn more. And in future episodes, we'll connect more about how you can work inside of our programs if this is right for you. Keep listening. There's plenty more coming your way. Thanks for being here, for listening, and I'll see you very soon in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope it's helpful on your journey to making more money in your business of midlife. By the way, I have a great resource for you. If you're looking to attract more clients into your programs and services, then one of the greatest ways to do that is through speaking. I've created the Ultimate Speaking Lead Generation Starter Guide to get you started on that today. Go to jeanniespiro.com/guide to download your guide. Okay, looking forward to seeing you in the next episode.